What would it be like if you could discover one simple yet very powerful tool that if you practiced it, it would bring more goodness into your life? How sweet is that? Well, we're going to tell you what that is, and we're going to breathe in it and meditate on it. So stay with us. Good evening, everyone. This is Dave and Pat Grajovic of the Ascension Breathing Process, and we're delighted you're here with us tonight to meditate and to become mindful of this wonderful, wonderful tool. You know, I use the term tool somewhat loosely because a tool fixes things, and this is really an energy. It's a way of being, as opposed to a tool, but it functions just like that if you can step into this energy. And this energy is the energy of gratitude. I know it sounds so simple and so hard to believe, but when you're in a way of being grateful and you feel gratitude for things, guess what? Your ego cannot thrive. It can no longer stand in the way of enabling you to have greater love or understanding or compassion. It just isn't possible. The ego is incompatible with gratitude. And because the ego doesn't have a role to play, then all those thoughts that you have that are limiting, those subconscious thoughts, those thoughts we're unaware of that limit us, that make us believe in our smallness, our unworthiness, those thoughts aren't empowered anymore. Gratitude takes over. So right away, when you start to surround yourself with the energy of gratitude, you're uplifting your energy from one of limitation to one of abundance. Because when you're grateful, you're saying to the universe, I am abundant. I am appreciative of this that is in my life. Therefore, you're filled with abundance. And when you do that, the universe, it hears you. And it's as if you're saying, hey, I am so happy for this. The universe wants to do nothing more than to please you, and therefore will send you more things to be grateful for. It really works that easily. It really is that simple. We just have to practice it. And the key is not necessarily to just practice it once, like in this meditation, but as often as you can throughout your day. When you're driving in the car to work, when you wake up in the morning and crawl out of bed, when you come home from work, when you're at work, every moment of the day, in every relationship you're in, shift your consciousness on this one energy and your life will change dramatically.
You're right about that, David. When you're in that place of gratitude, you notice things around you that you may have overlooked before. The warmth of the sun on your skin, and you feel the beauty of what that is. The sound of the birds singing. And you start to feel connected to everything and everyone, to nature, to the people you're in relationship with, to the people you have yet to meet, to all of life. And everything starts flowing through you, and your heart just expands and opens, and you feel and notice warmth. You have compassion toward yourself and others, and you just enter a state of love. It's just the most blissful, open-hearted thing. You start to see the good in every situation. And you see the good where you may have not even perceived there was good in the past. You embrace every moment of your life, knowing that it is just the evolution of your life as it unfolds. So as far as I'm concerned, the practice of gratitude is the single most important spiritual tool to helping you evolve on your path next to breathwork. It just ties it all together. You start to experience connectedness, oneness with all. And when you feel one with all, you can't possibly judge or harm or hurt another. And then you step into the flow of life as it flows to you. How brilliant is that? Life becomes easy, effortless, and you start manifesting. And the more you smile, the more your heart expands, the more the universe flows to you, the more you smile, the more your heart expands. You realize that your life is a gift.
Yeah, and I think Pat's thought that it's a spiritual tool, one of the greatest, is just really remarkable. She talked about unity consciousness. When you're grateful for things and everything, no matter what it is, it means you're in the flow with the universe. You're no longer resisting, but accepting. And the other one is the one that I mentioned earlier. And that is about the energy of appreciation or love. So it's a way to experience more love in your life, because you can't be grateful for something unless you love it. So here we have three pillars of spirituality. Use this tool and you will magnify some of the greatest energies of all the wisdom teachings. And that's why gratitude is the pathway to the soul, the pathway inward to the place where your true identity resides, your true self, your higher self. Gratitude will get you there rapidly and joyfully. So why don't we get started and let's get into the spirit of gratitude. So go ahead and get really comfortable, sitting down in a chair with your back straight, palms laying on your lap, closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in and letting it out slowly. And when you do, just feel the body relax. Breathe in again, and this time let yourself relax a little bit more. Go a little bit deeper. And a third time, breathing in and letting it go, and letting the body just come into a place of peace. Feeling centered in your body. And now let's invoke for divine blessing to the divine supreme God, divine Father, divine Mother. Thank you for your divine blessings of love, light, and will. To all the great beings of light, the angels and archangels, lords and masters of light, ascended ones, holy saints, to our guides, our teachers, to our higher soul, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for all the gifts in our life, and we thank you for awakening the energy of gratitude within us, that we may see light or life from a different perspective, a higher perspective, and become grateful for all of life, and to understand that all is given, and so it is. We are grateful, appreciative, and loving. Thank you. Amen. Begin now to breathe again and let it go. And you just want to clear some of the stress energies, and we'll do that by connecting our breath. So breathe in and breathe out without a pause. Stress, negativity, and limitation. It's safe for me to let go. I breathe in all goodness. go of all limitation. Just come into a perfect, balanced rhythm with no forcing on the inhale or the exhale. Just let the breath breathe you. Let the universe breathe you. For you are one with the universe and your breath is commingling, commingling with all other beings. For what they have once breathed, I am breathing now, and I am one with them, and I am grateful for the air, for without air I cannot live, and I am grateful for the energy, the life force, the prana that comes with the breath, for with that I cannot create, I cannot heal, I cannot thrive.
Feel a sense of gratitude for having the luxury and freedom to do this work. To have my heart open. Grateful for the comfort of this room. The warmth that surrounds me. The people who love and support me. I am grateful for this life, this precious gift that I've been given. Feeling the sense of gratitude flood over your body. Expanding your heart.
And now take a simple thing. Take a simple thing like warm blankets on the bed and how good they feel to keep the body warm at night. So feel the feelings of that and the gratitude of that. And as you do, breathe awake that energy, that feeling of goodness and comfort that you get. Breathe it in. And breathe out gratitude. I am so grateful for the gift that is given. And do that for something else in your life. Fresh coffee or tea in the morning. How good that tastes. Go to one of those moments. Breathe it in and breathe out the gratitude. Thank you. And do this now, breathing awake the energy that you're experiencing and breathing out the energy of gratitude so that you have a complete circle. I am one with the comfort and warmth of the blankets in my bed, and I am grateful for that. I am one with the sweet aroma of coffee and the warmth of tea in the morning. I am grateful for that. What else is there in your life that you are grateful for? I am grateful for the partner in my life. Breathe that awake and let go in gratitude. What are you grateful for? Just be one with that, with the breath, with that. The more you commingle your breath with that energy and the energy of gratitude, the more at one you will be. The more grateful you will be, the more loving you will be. Begin to let these things come into your awareness more rapidly, move rapidly from one item to another, for your house, for your yard, the car that takes you to work, for your brothers, your sisters, your best friend, the food you eat, the best meals of all, for red lights to keep you safe, for a road to make your drive smooth, for the colors in the fall, for the warmth of the sun, whatever it is, let this be a rampage of gratitude. Breathe it in, breathe it out, breathe it in, breathe it out. So many things to be grateful for. Let them build one upon the other and let the abundance flow. Truly abundant. The universe is abundant and blesses me with abundance. I am so blessed. I am so loved to have received all these gifts given to me that I might thrive and prosper and have beauty and love in my life. I am one with gratitude. I am one with my life. Grateful for everything in my life. I am grateful for myself, where I've been and where I've come to. just surrender and slip into that inner peace of oneness and connection with the I Am Presence. And allow the I Am Presence to show you the glorious, wonderful person you are, that they and your spirit guides and angels and saints are all grateful for you, loving you and showering you with gratitude. Just let it be so.
So to the Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, and all of our holy teachers, angels, archangels, saints, gurus, and guides, and our higher soul, we are so deeply grateful for the teaching. We thank you for your priceless blessings, for the love, for the trust. We are so grateful, and we thank you with an open and grateful heart. Be- beginning now to return to a normal breath. Feeling your fingers and toes and gently and slowly bringing your consciousness back to this time and place with your focus and attention on your heart. And just gently smile at your heart center. It is so intelligent and so wise. Thank you, thank you for the gift of life. So deeply grateful. And with a hint of a smile, just be ready and open your eyes. So we want to thank you for joining us tonight, for the privilege of meditating with you and sharing the breath with you. We are so grateful. And let us take this attitude of gratitude into our daily practice and not just make it something we think about once a year during the period we call Thanksgiving. Let's be grateful and thankful for all of life's gifts every day, every minute of every day. And maybe one of the things that would help us do that is by affirming, there is so much to be thankful for. I am so grateful. Thank you. And taking that little prayer with us and recalling every time something happens, whether it's spectacular or we consider it ordinary, giving gratitude will make it extraordinary. Thank you again for being with us.
You know, as Pat was speaking, I was reminded that another one of the spiritual truths that gratitude provides is presence. You can't really be grateful unless you're present. And what you're present with is the energy of that which you've connected to and are grateful to. So gratitude is a pretty powerful thing. It brings a lot of spiritual concepts all into one point of view. It is the gateway to the true self. It's the gateway inward, the gateway to creating heaven on earth. Pat mentioned that breathwork is up there too, and I just want to add that we only touch on a very small part of what the breath can do and how it can do it for you. But the breath, in how you use it consciously, brings forward all the spiritual truths in one complete action. So it too is powerful when you can cross these boundaries of the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual with one conscious action. And gratitude and breath help you do that. So like Pat said, let's not do this once in a while. Take this meditation, use it every day, and go out into the world many times in the day and resonate with the energy of gratitude. There are many things there, many, many things to be grateful for. The list is unlimited. And when you start to do this practice, you'll be amazed. We do it all the time, and it just changes everything. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice. So you can acquire this meditation via download if you go to our website at ascensionbreathing.com, and the first 11 purchases are half price, and then beyond that it shifts back up to the full price. So get them while they're hot, as they say. There's other meditations from prior months that are out there too, that if you're interested in those, we certainly invite you to do that. Please check us out on our Facebook page, Ascension Breathing, and make some comments there and visit our website on the blog. Become a member of the Full Moon Meditation on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And please tell others of these meditations. For the more of us that meditate together, the more the energy of the planet changes and is uplifted to a higher consciousness, one of unity and love and peace. And as you know, this is a good time to bring these energies forward. We look forward to the coming year as we're rolling out many of our new programs to take you deep, deep into the breath and spirituality, and bringing that forward into your life in practical, powerful ways that you can change and uplift your life, transform it into something you know that is possible, but you felt stuck with, or felt like it's not possible to move forward, but that is not true. The breath is a powerful catalyst, and we're here to help you on your path to open up to your unlimitedness. So until next month,
Namaste.
Namaste.